Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 30th of September 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it's been a big week for Amazon, as we all know, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But one of the company's love film has made its way onto the iPad. There is a movie streaming app, and it's been announced. It's definitely going to come. Simon Calver, CEO of Love Film, said, in the process of making our services more portable than ever, Love Film is on the iPad. And it's the latest exciting step in giving film fans total control over their viewing schedule. The app's available for free, but you've got to be a subscriber of the packages that are available, which start at $5.99 or more. So it's well worth it, I would say. Gizmodo is coming to the UK. Yes, the people that stole the iPhone, and they should have been prosecuted, but they weren't, has got to come to the UK. It's going to join T3 magazine, and it's going to give you an online publishing experience for all of the tech things that you want. Their advert gives you cups of tea, crumpets, queuing, and bobbies. But I think I'll be avoiding them. No. BBC iPlayer has gone to Australia. If you live in Oz, then you can get a hold of it. It's going to cost you about $10, from what I understand, because I couldn't find a real price, but someone tweeted it out. If you think it's worth it, then I'd have it. Otherwise, get yourself a proxy server and get in there and just take it anyway. Amazon, of course, had their media event on Wednesday after we delivered the Daily Show, and they unveiled the Fire. The Kindle Fire is $199, and it's probably heavily subsidized, I would have thought, and you can get all of your content on there. Magazines, films, movies, Love Film's going to be on there at some point, and of course Angry Birds and Facebook's there too. They also revamped the lower Kindle line, so you get the Kindle Touch 3G and Kindle Touch, and the Kindle itself. They're down to $79, but that's £89 here in the UK. Someone needs a lesson in mathematics. And the old Kindle thing, until the prices go with the keypad on it, is also available, but that should be dirt cheap. I might get one. Amazon also has released the Kindle Fire Silk browser, and you should be a little bit worried, but a little bit cautious, but a little bit happy as well, because it's going to log everywhere you go and everything that you do on the net. Hopefully that's going to give you a better browsing experience, and things are going to be right there when you want them, and it's almost going to be predictive of where you want to go. Failing that, they could know exactly where you are, exactly what you're doing, and they could push stuff to you that you don't really want or need. RIM has changed its stance on Playbook's Android support. They announced that they were going to give out the Playbook and it was going to be supporting Android implementation, but actually what they're saying is they're hacking back on the Android implementation. Large quantities of Android applications will not actually work on the Playbook. I can't think of a more certain move that they could do which would cement the failure of that once and for all. It's a tablet from BlackBerry, the people who do mobile email, and it does no email, and now it's got a few apps as well. Rumours are saying that the iPhone 4S is the only thing that's coming. It's been codenamed the N94. And there's going to be a big press event on Tuesday, and of course the LMUG event, and I'll be there at that one. But it's going to come in a 16 gig, 32 and 64 gig flavours. If you're telling me that Apple has put on a worldwide media event for an A5 processor and a bump up to 64 gig on the iPhone, they can keep it. I think that's a waste of time, and I could see people being mighty pissed off. There'd better be one more thing, Tim. Oh, yes. A report has revealed that Blu-ray player sales are about to overtake DVD player sales in 2015. Ooh. That's like two drunks in a bar fighting over who's going to pay for the next round when neither have got any money left. I can't think of a bigger waste of a report than that. And also in movie news, Sony are going to stop paying cinemas in the US to use their 3D glasses. Previously, you went to the cinema, then the distributor would have paid for all the glasses to give out free to the customer so they could watch the 3D movie. That's all going to go. It means that the $5 to $10 million that it costs for all the glasses is going to have to be picked up by the cinemas, and of course, they're going to pass that on to the punters, and the punters are up in arms. Again, I can't think of anything more certain to put a nail in the coffin of 3D. One of the things that bothered me, though, was when I read it, we're already paying for it. In the UK, they don't do that. They already make the punters pay for the glasses. Gits. Spotify has got a private listening experience within Facebook, but here's the bad news. It's no longer good enough to have a Spotify account and be able to listen to stuff. You now cannot have a Spotify account unless you've got a Facebook account. Listen, Spotify, Facebook, get stuffed. Adidas has built an intelligent soccer cleat. Now it's got a little chip that goes in the base of the shoe, and it gives back high-tech GPS information and speed data and all that kind of stuff to coaches, who can then say, this is what we need to do to improve things. The cost of the tune-up, forget about the cost of the boot, this is just the little chip that goes in it, is $330. So you better be a big old team before you actually buy it. Samsung has shown off the Galaxy Tab bike. It's just a bike, but it's got a Galaxy Tab mounted on a sling underneath it that you can't watch anyway. There's enough road traffic fatalities involving bikes as it is without someone watching a frigging movie between their legs while they're cycling. What a silly idea. And finally, you know Tag Heuer, don't you? Yeah, they're the firm that I used to watch on the Grand Prix when I was a little kid, and I always wanted a Tag Heuer watch, and then I finally got one when I grew up and I had my own job. Well, they've brought out a brand new watch. It's a concept watch. It beats, in inverted commas, 3.6 million times per hour, and it costs you £89,000. So you may need it as a pacemaker for all those beats, but it does look rather nice. The numbers on the thing that tell the time go from 0 to 1,000. No idea how that works. I could have done 1,200, but not 1,000, no. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We're going to be back at 3 o'clock today with the Max Show, and we've got a special guest, a very special guest. You better tune in and have a listen. We've also got the photo show at 4 o'clock, and Chris Dix coming back. Well done, mate. I haven't seen you in months. And then it'll be time for the weekend. So I hope you all have a great weekend. See you on Monday. And thanks for listening.